the Yearbook says in the yearbook at hotmail.com. I'm your host, Doug. All are welcome, if by all you mean nurses and flight attendants. So what happened this week? That was yesterday. We rediscovered the 1990s French figure skater Saria Bonaly. Her backflip on skates, you heard us, never really left our minds. And all this time, since the 90s, never really left our minds, seriously. Now, she's still famous. The backflip adorns the internet everywhere. But every time we watched hockey, the backflip, we were thinking the backflip at all levels. Which one of these men or women, after scoring a goal, could do a backflip on skates to celebrate? Don't try this at home, because, of course, it's incredibly dangerous for the person who scores the goal, but also for all the teammates and players standing around you. So we hadn't thought about Saria Bonaly's name in a while, but what an impact she made. Not a week went by we didn't think about backflips on skates. By the way, in case you're not familiar with her, Saria Bonaly skated for France in 3 Winter Olympics, all in the 90s. She had the flip, which I think is still illegal in Olympic competition. She has since, by the way, which we didn't know, become an American citizen. Also, we saw the 1990 movie Ford Fairlane, Don't Ask. And boom, out of nowhere, we didn't even know she was in this. Pamela Adlon, the actress, shows up in it. We had no idea she was in the movie. She's in Better Things. She's the star of the FX show Better Things and getting really good reviews for that. If you still don't know who she is, if all else fails, she was the voice of Bobby Hill on King of the Hill, not as well known for portraying Jenny Seinfeld, not Jerry Seinfeld, in ER. Not that ER. Yesterday was a good day. How all-consuming to us is the University of Louisville's search for a head men's basketball coach. The program was flying, but then longtime coach Rick Pitino was fired after word broke on a national, but not really all that surprising, paid players scandal. Then the athletic director was fired about 3 weeks before basketball season. So close to the season, in fact, he's actually still in the U of L basketball media guide. At this point, you should know that we used to say Louisville. And then we interviewed Joan Osborne, who sang One of Us, What If God Were One of Us, that song. I don't know how that happened that we interviewed her. But was it during the interview that she taught us to say Louisville because she's from Kentucky? Or did we start this before the interview because we knew we were going to be interviewing a Kentucky native? I think that's what happened, is before the interview we started saying Louisville and we haven't gone back since. So it's Joan Osborne's fault. Anyway, one of college basketball's biggest names, Louisville, and the most profitable program in all of college basketball, the same, now needs a coach, arguably the most important component in the game. Now, you could argue that talent could win by itself, and sometimes it does. Now, Ann Pitino was fired when it was too late to hire anyone new. So now Louisville goes through this entire season with interim coach David Padgett while doing what? We don't know. Are the Cardinals using third parties to talk to potential candidates? Who would those candidates be? What bona fide smoking hot candidates are there? How are they recruiting? Is Padgett recruiting with the assumption that he'll be there, which seems to be really the only thing he can do? Worst case scenario, could U of L wind up with a big risk at head coach and a small, low-rated recruiting class? Or could it be worse with so much uncertainty, which maybe means rebuilding and no NCAAs? What ACC-caliber recruits could they get? Although as far as rebuilding goes, they may not need to. The Cardinals haven't yet clinched a winning season this year, but they have a winning record so far, so it's a possibility. The schedule now gets rough. How well can they possibly do with recruiting when they likely won't have a coach until March? Unless it's Padgett. And he could be a legend in the making, but it seems like that's not what the Cardinal fan base really wants. Could things look right back on track by April? No problem. Now, this is all happening too slowly, too much of a slow burn for Cardinals fans, some of whom who've written this season off. But for everyone else, it's like a movie release in April. How could this possibly play out? This also happened in prom season. So these twin young women go to the prom. This is not what you think. They go to the prom. They're twins, and they're at each other's prom. So what do? Well, one wears a white dress, and one wears a black dress. Brilliant. You can tell them apart. They're individuals. It's sharp. It's very striking. And yet, neither of them is either prom queen or even makes the prom king and queen's court. Yet, one or both of these young women will someday be president. That's what it says in the yearbook. Have a good night.